Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It is JJ, John Jastrzemski, keeping you company here on a Saturday evening right here on The Fan, 877-337-6666. And it is, believe it or not, week 15 across the board in the National Football League. And this guy is a contributor to our program each and every football week. He bounced back in a big way in week 14. He is back with us here for week 15. James Alberino, the Spread Investor. Check him out on Twitter, at Spread Investor. Spread, my boy, how you doing? What's happening?
How we doing, Jay?
Spread, it's a beautiful time of the year when you have the double dip on Saturday. You got the full slate of games on Sunday. Obviously, both of us got back to winning ways. And Spread, when you have these standalone games, you have the Jets going on right now with Houston. Forget about that. But you have Cleveland and Denver. Are you always leery of going with one of these standalone games, knowing that they could be juiced a little bit with the lines, knowing that everybody is going to take it because it's basically the equivalent of primetime action? Like, what is your mentality with a lot of these games that are in these, like, standalone windows?
Yeah, well, I think the Texans' price was inflated a little bit. That line probably should have been around 5 or 6. The Texans don't score as much on the road, but the Jets can't keep up with Deshaun Watson. I think the move in that game would be either to tease it or money line parlay that with something else. But yeah, the number's a little inflated. But you got a really interesting matchup tonight with the Browns and Broncos, and I think that line is pretty fair. So standalone game or not, I think that number is right.
Now, let's get to Cleveland and Denver. Denver had a couple of really good wins at home. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were competitive with the LA Rams. They went to LA and beat the Chargers. We know how dominant they have been. But you have a Cleveland team that's been very spunky, that has been far better with Greg Williams as the interim head coach as opposed to Hugh Jackson. So as far as this line, Spread, are you surprised with the way it's moving down, considering the action is basically split 50-50?
I'm not surprised because this game will most likely come down to the fact that Chris Harris is out for the Broncos. He got injured 2 weeks ago, and that's a big blow for the secondary. Then you throw on top of that Chris Harris's backup is also out for this game too. So Baker should have opportunities down the field, and the offensive line, believe it or not, has held up pretty well. They've only allowed 3 sacks in the last 5 games. So that'll bode well when they're trying to protect Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. They'll obviously have opportunities to get to Baker, but it won't be a total disaster. And I think if you force Case Keenum to keep up with Baker Mayfield and more than likely a high-scoring game, I could see it being troubling for Denver because Case Keenum hasn't thrown for more than 200 yards in 3 straight games. If they have to abandon the running game and rely all on Keenum's shoulder, could be favorable for Cleveland, and I think this is a good spot for Cleveland tonight.
All right, Spread, let's get to these games here on Sunday. And all of a sudden, the Giants resurgent. They have won 4 of their last 5. They return home to MetLife Stadium to take on the Tennessee Titans. And no Odell Beckham Jr. Is that the reason, Spread, this line has gone from the Giants basically being a 1.5 to a 2-point favorite? Now I'm seeing Tennessee is a 1-point favorite. So what do you make of the line movement there?
I think part Odell not being in the game, the other part with money coming in on Tennessee, I think a lot of people like the fact that Tennessee's got the extra rest in this game. They played on that Thursday night game versus Jacksonville, and Giants beat up on some soft competition, and the Bears weren't in a good spot when they won that game in overtime. Not to take anything away from the Giants, but the Bears were sandwiched in between a couple of really tough games. They were looking ahead to the Rams, so I don't know how impressive the Giants' win there was. Tennessee is the better team without Odell. Whether or not they could pull it off on the road, I don't know. I don't like this game. I'm not touching the game, and, you know, a little enigmatic of a game to handicap.
Our good pal James Alberino, the Spread Investor, joins us each and every football weekend right here on The Fan. And Spread, it's a juicy Sunday slate. Obviously, the highlight is going to be New England taking on Pittsburgh. And both of these teams desperately need the game. I mean, for New England, it's about overcoming what happened last week, the miracle down in Miami. What will their mindset be? What will their mentality be as they get ready for a team that they have owned? I mean, Brady and Belichick have owned Tomlin. They have owned Roethlisberger, and they have owned the Pittsburgh Steelers. This line opened at 1.5. I'm seeing it now with 2.5. Steelers, they lose this game. They're in serious danger, I think, of missing a postseason. What is your read on the Patriots and the Steelers come Sunday?
It's impossible to go against the Patriots in this spot. They've covered the number and dominated Pittsburgh for the last, you know, 5+ years. They've covered 8 of the last 10 times against Pittsburgh. It's tough to go against Pittsburgh at home, but there's no way that you could bet on Pittsburgh in this spot. They'll obviously be juiced up in this game, but even if Pittsburgh starts off playing well in this game, we've seen second-half adjustments from Tomlin just be non-existent, and the Steelers have lost games in the third and fourth quarters. So you'll have New England playing at their peak. Brady should have a good game. He should find mismatches. They'll get James White, and they'll get Burkhead matched up in the passing game against linebackers, and that should be a problem for Pittsburgh. And it'll be a close game, but New England, more likely than not, will pull it off, and you should take New England on the spread.
Spread, as far as the game that's pretty fascinating to me, it's Dallas in Indianapolis. Dallas in firm control of the NFC East. Indianapolis really needs the game. This line has basically not budged all week. I've seen it at 3. You're basically getting 50-50 action. I gave out a couple of picks on Friday. I'm on the Indianapolis Colts -3. Think they need the game more. I think Luck will be able to make enough plays against that Cowboy defense because of the protection. I think this Colt offensive line's playing great. I think they're able to neutralize Dallas up front. I like the Colts in this game. Any lean on the Cowboys and the Colts?
Yeah, this is a Colts or pass for me because Colts pass offense has been unbelievable. They just put up 400 yards, Luck did, against the Texans. So you have to look at that. But it is strength against strength. The Cowboys defense has been unbelievable this year, and now they meet Andrew Luck. So that's going to decide, you know, that unit is going to decide how this game goes. I think that Luck can find a couple of cracks. T.Y. Hilton's been playing unbelievable. But another angle for this game is that Frank Reich coached within the NFC East last year, so he knows the Cowboys very well, and he's 2-0 this year when the Colts have played NFC East teams. I think it's a good spot for the Colts coming back home. The Cowboys are coming off a couple of emotional wins, overtime versus the Eagles, the big win versus the Saints. It's a good bet for the Colts. Probably a close game, but a Colts cover.
Spread, this is a fascinating game between my team, the Miami Dolphins, and a reeling Minnesota Vikings team. Minnesota could not have looked worse offensively Monday night against Seattle. They fire their offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo. Miami, I'm curious to see if they parlay the miracle in Miami to a big run and a big finish down the stretch. Seeing Minnesota as a 7 to 7.5 point favorite, your lean, your feel on the Dolphins and the Vikings?
It's all going to depend on if the Dolphins come out fired up from that win or completely flat. It goes one of two ways. I don't think you'll get a normal game from Miami. Thing with Minnesota, as bad as they've looked the past couple of weeks, offensive coordinator gets fired, teams usually respond positively to that. So I think you'll get a better game out of Minnesota. I think Kirk Cousins should have a solid game and force Tannehill to keep up. I don't have a great read on this game, but it would be Minnesota or pass.
Spread, explain this line to me. Seattle 8-5. Seattle playing great. Line opens at 5.5. They're getting 74% of the action on the Seahawks, and yet the line falls 2 points. Is that your classic trap, letdown type of game for Seattle, knowing they're supremely locked in, most likely to that 5 seed? San Fran has played much better at home. I think that's a very fishy line between Seattle and the Niners.
Well, this is a classic sandwich spot. They come off that big win Monday night just a couple of days ago versus the Vikings. Who do they have next week? Kansas City Chiefs. Sandwiched in between that is a game against a team they just clobbered 43-16 a couple of weeks ago. So as much as they dominated the 49ers, this is a very, very tough spot for Seattle to get up, play their A game once again. However, I wouldn't bet the 49ers in this game with your money if you put it on the table. So it's a pass.
There you go. Now I did. So you have to pray for me, spread. We got James Alvarino, the spread investor. I'm all over the Niners. Plus the 3.5 in that spot. And I understand there's reasons to be concerned with Wilson in Seattle, but all my instincts, all my Vegas instincts tell me, take the Niners, take the Niners, take the Niners. Brett, before we get to your best bets of the week, Carolina at 6-7, they were riding high. They went into that Thursday Night Steeler game, got smoked, haven't recovered since, but yet they still have a pulse for the sixth seed in the NFC. They take on New Orleans on Monday night. You know every tease and every parlay known to man is going to have New Orleans pending in some capacity, whether it's a money line, whether it's laying the 6, whatever it may be. Do you give Carolina any chance of giving you a kitchen sink type game against their hated division rival, a team they matched up with last year in the wild card round? Or do you get the sense the Carolina Panthers are finished here in 2018?
I think the Panthers will come with a good effort. I don't think they've been losing because of lack of effort. I think they've been losing for three things. Secondary is nowhere near as good this year as it was last year. Cam's shoulder's hurt. And they lost Greg Olsen. And they were dealing a couple of weeks, too, with Devin Funchess being out. So they had red zone targets that were off the field for a lot of the time. I don't think they have enough to beat the Saints. The Saints need this game. The Saints want to keep the foot on the gas and secure the one seed. They don't want to travel to L.A. in the playoffs. They've had mixed success in Carolina over the years, but I think what it'll come down to, Carolina will hang. It will come down to likely the Saints and Drew Brees testing Carolina's secondary. Can Carolina's secondary keep up with New Orleans for 60 minutes? I don't see it. There's been very, very few teams who have been able to, Cowboys being one of them recently, and the Panthers' secondary is nowhere near as good as the Cowboys, so I would lean Saints here.
James Alberino, the Spread Investor, follow him on Twitter, @SpreadInvestor, joins us each and every football weekend right here on The Fan. Okay, Spread, it's now time for your best bets. I know that you're in the zone right now. You had a very good week 14. You had the Chargers on Thursday night. So what do you have here for the listening audience?
I got two best bets for Sunday. First one is the Bills -2.5, home versus Detroit. You got a dome team playing now. It's about 35 degrees in Buffalo. Thing with Buffalo, they play hard every single week, and Detroit's offense has been a disaster for over a month. Stafford had 104 yards last week, even though they beat Arizona. They got outgained. They have no running game without Kerryon Johnson. The Bills' defense will play hard, make it tough on Stafford, and I think you're going to get a much better game from Josh Allen, who played terrible last week versus the Jets, but you know he's going to want to bounce back. And Detroit's defense has not been good all season. I think you're going to catch a team that's used to playing inside in tough situation right now. Bills go win this game by 6 or more.
There you go. Best bet one is the Buffalo Bills laying the number. Now, your best bet number two, my friend.
I like the Ravens -7 at home. It's at -7.5 at a lot of books. I would recommend buying down just in case, but I think they roll the Buccaneers. Dirk Koetter, this is more likely than not his last season in Tampa Bay. I think after blowing that lead versus the Saints, that was a kitchen sink type game. They gave all their effort at home versus New Orleans only to get blown out in the second half. Now they're dead in the water. They're 5-8 and their secondary is not good. I think Lamar Jackson can run all over them. And Tampa Bay has gotten blown out in three games this year on the road versus the Bears, versus the Panthers. That game started out 35-0. And then versus the Giants, that game they started out down 4 touchdowns before they scored in garbage time. So they've shown all season long that they can sleepwalk through road games. I don't see them getting up for this one. The Ravens need this game after playing really impressive last week against the Chiefs. And Jameis Winston last week, 18 for 38 going against the Saints defense. Now he's playing the number one pass defense in the NFL. I think this is a bloodbath, and I think the Ravens get up and don't let up, and you'll see this one turn into a blowout.
My good pal, Vegas insider James Alberino, check him out on Twitter, @SpreadInvestor. Spread, Always fun. Terrific insight as always. Let's get it this weekend. Let's keep on the winning track, my friend, and we will chat next weekend, okay?
Yeah, we have to make some money up for that the Christmas gifts this week. So
that's right. We got Christmas shopping to do, so we want to make sure that we have a little extra in the bank account. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, my friend.
That a boy, Spread.
Take care, all right? Good luck this
weekend. I appreciate it. Good stuff there from James Alberino, the Spread Investor. When we come back, it was a 4-1 week for yours truly. We will try to get back to winning ways with the Week 15 edition of the Unlocks of the Week. It's JJ, John Jastrzemski, keeping you company right here on The Fan.